Hello, and welcome to Wellness Wednesday Weekly. This is your host, Amaris Luz Mercado. Today, we'll be focusing on forgiveness meditation, a part of three parts. With us to explore this is Jodi Rufty, resident yoga instructor and practitioner. Hello there. Hi, Jodi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Ready to do a little forgiveness practice.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about this forgiveness meditation, Jodi.
Yeah. This is it's a really powerful and profound practice, but it's also important, I think, before we begin to be clear about what that word forgiveness means and is, and also the fact that this is really a process, perhaps one that's lifelong. So, you know, what we're going to be doing in this three-part series is really just kind of dipping our toes in and getting a feel for what this type of a practice might look like. But I think that, you know, one thing to be clear on in terms of forgiveness, that it's important that everybody understands that forgiveness isn't in any way justifying or condoning harmful actions, right? That it's really a practice of simply an act of the heart and a movement to let go of pain or resentment or outrage that you've been carrying, or that's somehow burdened your heart for a long period of time. And that's an important aspect to acknowledge.
Well, a lot of us can walk around with pain or resentment or, you know, whatever we may be carrying that gets in the way of being able to move forward in situations or relationships with others as well as ourselves for something that may have happened. Or even something unsaid or, you know, right. So,
yeah, it really is. You know, I think for me, this practice is really about, and it's about unburdening. It's about unburdening our hearts and just noticing, you know, where we have actually shut down to this idea of, it's like that loving kindness meditation that we did, is, you know, being able to make space and make room for whatever the pain is that is there and to begin the process of letting it go. Mm. I wanted to share actually like a quotation that I find really beautiful by Sylvia Boorstein that kind of ties into this whole idea that we're talking about that I'd like to share before we actually get into the meditation as well.
Okay. Yes, I welcome that. And for those, you know, for our listeners, if you haven't had a chance to listen to the Love and Kindness Meditation podcast, please check that out in the series. It's wonderful. And it's definitely opening and transformative, I feel. So, you know, thank you once again for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a quote by Sylvia Boorstein. She's an amazing, amazing Buddhist meditation teacher that I was fortunate enough to practice with for a number of years. And she wrote this fantastic book called Don't Just Do Something, Sit There. Which is like, I just, every time I hear that title, I'm like, I smile because I think it's just so fantastic. It's like completely opposite of what we want to do most of the time.
Right. It's a great title. That is great. We spoke right about that. Yeah. It's a great title.
So this quotation from her, I think is really beautiful and really helpful, hopefully for some of you to hear before we go into this forgiveness meditation. So I'll share her words. She says, mindfulness meditation doesn't change life. life remains as fragile and unpredictable as ever. Meditation simply changes the heart's capacity to accept life as it is.
Mm.
It teaches the heart to be more accommodating, not by beating it into submission, but by making it clear that accommodation is a gratifying choice.
Mm.
I just love that because it's just, there's a real softness and gentleness to that. You know, this idea of just allowing, you know, using our meditation to enable the heart to be more accommodating and more capable of embracing life's ambiguities, you know? And so anyway, I just wanted to share that before we started.
Ah, thank you so much for sharing. So, well, before we get started, I definitely would like to let people know that as we go into meditation, it's important for you to take care of yourself, as meditation can trigger a number of emotions and provoke thoughts and feelings that could make you uncomfortable in any given moment. And if you need to stop, then you stop. And so we have to trust that you will take care of yourself. And Jodi, I don't know if you have anything else to say to that as a disclaimer.
Yeah, I think, you know, just, I really, you know, recommend just being as gentle with yourself as you can, and just notice and that it's normal for when we start going into these types of very deliberate, very intentional meditation practices, it's normal for feelings and emotions to arise. And it's normal, you know, and for some of us, we might be surprised at what arises and comes up. So, yes, at any time, if it feels like it's just a little bit too overwhelming, then just stop. And, you know that you can always return to this at another time. It's, you know, this doesn't have to happen today. And it certainly doesn't have to look any particular way or be perfect. And I think it's also important, again, to just remember this is a process, and it might take a long time for this to really develop. So,
yes, thank you for sharing that. And you know, this meditation, as with any other meditation, it's important to be comfortable in your surroundings and making sure that you're giving yourself the space and time in the day, whatever time, wherever you are. With that being said, I will now completely turn it over to you and silence myself for this portion of the meditation and join back with you for a little bit of conversation afterwards.
Okay. So go ahead and make yourself comfortable, everybody. And what I mean by comfortable is any position in which you can not have to focus so much on your physical body, with the exception of lying down. And I recommend not to lie down, just simply for the sheer fact that it's easy for us to fall asleep. And so when we do these meditation practices, we want to be as alert as possible. So you can sit in a chair, you can sit on the floor, just any particular position in which you your physical body can be relaxed. And closing the eyes or keeping the eyes open. I always recommend closing the eyes just so that you can eliminate the distraction of your visual environment. But if that doesn't feel safe to close the eyes, you can certainly keep your eyes open, but find a point in which you can gaze at to keep your mind alert and attentive. So I'll be talking you through this meditation. There will be moments of silence. So just so you know, if you don't hear me speaking, it's just an opportunity for us to just be quiet for a period of time, and then I will bring you out of the meditation. So once you're settled, everybody, again, closing the eyes or keeping the eyes open, fixing your gaze at a point, and taking a moment to just feel your breath, relaxing your jaw, relaxing your body, and really sensing the preciousness of your body and the preciousness of your life. And as you're settling into your body and really acknowledging and honoring the preciousness of you, I'd like you to begin to visualize or picture for yourself a way in which you may have recently or perhaps in the recent past caused harm in some way to yourself. And you might, as you begin to think about this, reflect upon this, visualize this, there may be a flood of visions or emotions that come right to the forefront. So without getting overwhelmed, if you can focus on just one thing, one aspect in your life in which you may have caused some unnecessary harm to yourself. And there are so many ways in which we have betrayed ourselves or harmed ourselves or abandoned ourselves through a thought or a word or a deed, knowingly or unknowingly. And so it really can be anything, any way in which you may have harmed or abandoned or betrayed yourself through thought, word, or deed, knowingly or unknowingly. Once you have that visualization or that feeling of what that is for you, taking your attention to your heart, and it's the heart where we carry our sorrow and our grief. And I'd like you to just be with that, feeling the sorrow or the grief or the pain that may be there, that you may be carrying knowingly or unknowingly from this particular harm. And beginning to sense that you have the power within you to release that and to let that go. And I'd like to give you a phrase to repeat to yourself. So, as you're visualizing this way that you may have harmed yourself, working towards a state of forgiveness and letting that go, please repeat internally to yourself, for each of the ways that I have hurt myself through action or inaction, out of my fear, pain, and confusion, I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. For each of the ways I have hurt myself, through action or inaction, out of my fear, pain, and confusion, I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I'd like you to just sit for 1 minute. Repeating any of that that you recall or have heard me say as you extend this forgiveness to yourself. And you just keep repeating that until such a time where you begin to feel a little bit lighter in your heart. Stay attentive on your breath. And then very slowly, in your own time, everybody, begin to deepen your breath. If your eyes are closed, I'd like to invite you to slowly begin to open your eyes as you take in the room gently through your peripheral vision. If your eyes are open, similarly, just slowly begin to take in the environment around you. Just returning to this present moment, feeling your body grounded into whatever surface you may be seated upon. And just simply honoring and thanking yourself for participating in that meditation. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for that. That was intense for me, to say the least. And once again, I found myself with my hand on my heart, you know, all the way through it. And I'm not one to focus on regrets, and but I found that coming up for me. For a couple of things in my life. So yeah, I gotta sit back with this and come back and listen to this over and over again, and work on letting go of a couple of things and not be so harsh on myself. I found myself judging myself, you know, for having taken or not taken certain actions.
It's really, I think that, you know, it's one of the reasons why I wanted to start with this forgiveness of the self, because it is so, so important. And I feel like oftentimes we really neglect that, you know, this, you know, ourself a lot of times, and how important it is to acknowledge forgiving ourselves and having compassion you know, for ways in which we've, you know, harmed ourselves, even just, you know, when I was speaking in that meditation, just even through our own thoughts, like how we think mm-hmm. about ourselves or what we think about ourselves or the words that we choose to use when we talk about ourselves. And mm-hmm. So, yeah. And there's so many layers to this. So, you know, when you practice this meditation, it's like, take one thing at a time, you know, take one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe each day you just work on, you know, just sitting for 5 minutes and just, you know, just repeating to yourself, you know, visualizing whatever it is that you may have done knowingly or unknowingly to harm yourself, and just saying the words, you know, out loud or internally, I forgive myself, I forgive myself. And, you know, really sitting with that and trying to, trying to feel that as deeply as you can.
I thank you so much for this, you know, and I hope that everyone listening and participating is keeping open for themselves, you know, keep open for yourself and forgive yourself. And you are beautiful, you are love, you are fabulous, you know, you are just well, you're wonderful, and all of those things. And this is a process, right? This is a process of self-care mm-hmm. and checking in, you know, with yourself. And I would even encourage maybe a little journaling to go along with this.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe after sitting for 5 minutes, you know, yeah, definitely. Like writing down what that experience was like for you.
Right. And just for an additional release and alleviation of any weight that may have, you know, been felt, and to, you know, feel more lightness. In being. So, you know, thank you so much, Jodi.
And this
is a wonderful series, and everyone please check in on each part, because there are two other parts to this forgiveness meditation. The other parts are what, Jodi?
Yeah, so, well, one thing also just to make note of is that there's no right or wrong way of doing these meditations. There's no order to them. You can practice all of them together. You can practice them separately. You can practice just one if you want. So we have, you know, forgiveness of the self, which is what we just did. Forgiveness of those that we may have harmed. And then forgiveness of those who may have harmed us. Yeah. So that's the three-part series.
Right. Yeah. And this is just one part. So definitely check out the other parts. And thank you for tuning in. And thank you, Jodi, once again.
Thank you.
This is your host, Damaris Luce-Mercado. Check us out on our budding site, WellnessWednesdayWeekly.com.